Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here. Welcome to Crime Stories. Do you love a good con artist story? Because I do. You've got to check out this new series. It's called Scampreneur. It's streaming now exclusively on Fox Nation, like Entrepreneur, but Scampreneur. It explores the incredible lies, the elaborate scams of notorious con artists. Three of them, Elizabeth Holmes, man, she takes the cake, Carrie Farrell, and Anthony Gignac. We all know Elizabeth Holmes, the Silicon Valley swindler. Now, you'd think people out in Silicon Valley with all of their smarts, I mean, that's the heart of the computer, software, tech universe, that they'd know better. Wrong. Elizabeth Holmes sets out to revolutionize the world of medicine with her company, Theranos, which claimed to have developed a blood testing device that could perform hundreds of tests with just a single drop of blood. Okay, did you hear that, Mayo Clinic? You're out of business, because Elizabeth Holmes has come up with a single drop of blood test that completely makes all of your work obsolete. Not exactly. Now, Elizabeth Holmes becomes a billionaire. Her company, Theranos, valued at $9 billion with a B as in brother, not an M as in mother, $9 billion. But it's all a fraud. The technology was a big lie. It didn't work, of course. How did she fool so many people for so long? And get this, she's done it again. The judge said, this is your court date, this is your court date, this is your court date, this is the day you're going to jail. But oopsie, Elizabeth Holmes conned somebody else. She's gotten a last minute reprieve. She's just been cited walking barefoot on the beach. Yes, barefoot on the beach, as she has avoided reporting to prison after a court grants her appeal. Now, I've prosecuted a lot of people, and I have never seen anybody get an appeal bond, but somehow her motion to remain free while her appeal is processed was just granted, and she's literally taking a walk on the beach. Okay, then there's Carrie Farrell. That's a name many people might recognize, also known as the hipster grifter. Carrie Farrell, the hipster grifter. She conned her family and friends out of thousands and thousands of dollars. She thought she'd get away with it until cops orchestrated a scam of their own to catch her. The so-called hipster grifter made headlines for duping men in Williamsburg. Now she's planning a comeback. She's plotting her return to the spotlight. 21-year-old Carrie Farrell left Salt Lake City and several arrest warrants for $60,000 in check fraud to Brooklyn. That's where she landed. Then somehow she faked her credentials to land a job at Vice as administrative assistant. It goes on and on and on, but this person preyed on her own family and friends to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars. Now, that's pretty low. Not only doing a con, but conning your own family and friend. Now, this is one I really love. A fake Saudi prince. Anthony Gignac spent two decades committing low-level grifts before he thought he was ready for the big leagues. His next get-rich-quick scam turned out to be his biggest mistake. Listen to this. A fake sheik swindled $8 million from investors, including Elle McPherson's ex-husband, flaunting his lifestyle on Insta and boasting about his Saudi royal family. Yeah, $8 million. For the most part of his criminal enterprising, Gignac impersonated someone named Prince Khalid, who is a real prince. In real life, is a 79-year-old governor of Mecca. Who would fall for that? Did it have anything to do with his living a life of profound wealth, driving a red Ferrari, donning Cartier bracelets worth tens of thousands of dollars. Believe it or not, his cover was blown once when a billionaire, Elle McPherson's ex, noticed Gignac eating bacon and sausage during a business lunch, suggesting he was not the devout Muslim prince he claimed to be. Ouchie! Scampreneur featuring interviews with investigators, victims, whistleblowers who reveal how master manipulators are captured and convicted. Each episode reveals an incredible and cautionary tale of greed, consumption, and deception. Listen to a preview of this series.
There's an old saying that you'll never meet a con artist that you don't like. Elizabeth Holmes took Silicon Valley by storm.
She knew she was lying to investors.
Carrie Farrell committed all kinds of fraud. Credit card fraud, forgery, retail theft.
Anthony Gignac was so outrageous that people say he has to be a member of the royal family.
How far does hype go until it becomes fraud?
If you're obsessed with true crime like me, subscribe to Fox Nation. Not only can you see Scampreneur, but you can also access exclusive true crime programming, including the video version of Crime Stories and all of our Fox Nation special investigations. Fox Nation also offers hundreds of hours of original programming, documentaries, and specials. Don't miss Scampreneur. I love it. I love catching a scammer. It's streaming now exclusively on Fox Nation. Subscribe today, start watching, and thanks for listening. And thank you, Fox Nation, for being our partner.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.